Trudy here, and we're getting fresh in the kitchen with a man who's made a difference, if you like. Alan McKenzie, founder and creator of Organic Surge. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. How are you?
Nice to meet you. And I must say straight away, pleasantly surprised when I met you. I sort of thought, oh, how youthful you are. And then we've had a bit of a chat and a giggle before we started recording. And I find it very hard to believe that you are 57 this year.
I'm really bad at numbers. You've got them mixed up. I think it's 37.
Nice work. No, I'm very impressed, and you said straight away what it was that made you look so youthful. And because I picked you as, when I was reading up about Organic Surge, I picked you as maybe in your 50s, maybe 60s. And then when I saw you, I was like, wow, impressive. This guy's in his 40s, and now coming into your late 50s.
Careful. I think it's all about looking after your skin and not loading your body with chemicals. Organic Surge is naturally derived, minimally processed, and they're not loaded with chemicals. So, I mean, if you don't want parabens, you don't want SLSs, you don't want petrochemicals on your skin, use Organic Surge. The big thing about Organic Surge is that our fragrance is derived from natural organic essential oils. So what you get when you smell it is something that did not come from a laboratory.
Well, I must admit, when I opened up the products to try and test yesterday, that was the first thing that, I mean, it's amazing, the chemical, not the lack of chemicals, but the aroma was beautiful.
And you promised me you will stop using chemicals in your skin.
Yeah, we had a chat about that, and why, I mean, you're coming up 57, I'm coming up 37, and you look better, and you look better than me.
I would never have guessed it. But listen, stop using them.
Stop using all the expensive ones, I know, and what are you?
And for all the girls in the kitchen, I mean, it's really easy. We've developed fantastic hand lotions that you can actually cleanse, moisturize, refresh your skin without using chemicals.
Well, that's why I wanted to talk to you about your products, because the Organic Surge, especially the hand wash and the hand lotion, like you say, I keep them under my sink.
Under your sink? They should be on your sink.
I like having a clear bench. I'm a bit of a...
Control freak.
But yeah, obsessive.
All dressed in white, like a tennis player.
Impressive. Oh, am I? Yes, I am. Obsessive compulsive, maybe, I don't know. But yeah, no, I keep it under my bench, so that I've always got my moisturised hands and I've always got a nice hand wash.
I think the really important thing as well to remember about Organic Surge hand wash and hand lotion is we've no chemical fixative. So when you wash your hands and rinse them, you're not going to put that fragrance onto the food you're using in the kitchen. So it's refreshed, good smell, no chemical fixative, so it's low chemical all the way through.
We've already answered my question, because my next one was why would I pick Organic Surge hand wash and hand lotion to put under my sink than any other one?
Because it's reasonably priced. It's a product that's naturally derived, not full of chemicals, and it has a heart as well that we give back.
And you, with that reasonably priced, I'm pretty impressed with your mantra, which is everything's $18. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's actually something we haven't done anywhere else. But in New Zealand, the girls here who are very strong, New Zealand girls, have priced it all at one price, and it's beginning to sell really well here.
And that was pretty much you. You couldn't buy a natural skincare. This was your thing. Is that you were at ex-hairdresser, or you had a hairdressing salon, didn't you?
Yeah, I am. We ran a chain of salons. I'm not a hairdresser. Don't ask me to cut your hair. I'm a businessman. It looks great anyway.
But you couldn't find natural skincare at an affordable price in say, the supermarket or the chemist. So you came up with your Organic Surge.
I created Organic Surge so that there was a product available that you could pick up with your shopping and not worry about the price.
Excellent. Now, I used to date an Alan, so I like your name. And all Alans that I've met are pretty good men. So I looked up online to find out what you've been doing and what you're up to. And I love, your mantra, of course, about, keeping things chemical free and all that, and the dangers of chemicals in the skin and hair care. But most importantly, I adore what you're doing with the money going to Africa. And I adore your story of your two adopted boys. Talk me briefly through that.
I went to Africa as a spoilt Westerner, like we all here. I mean, in the morning here in this hotel, the food was, incredible. Piles and piles of food. And you go to Africa where people have nothing. But I went there as a spoilt Westerner, and I was touched, but not hugely touched. And then I saw this lady at the end of the road, and I said, what's she doing? And they said, she's selling her baby. And I got such a terrible fright and realized that, I had to start thinking about these things properly. So I rang my wife. Long story.
And asked to buy the baby.
And we adopted two boys. One has now got a Scots law degree, and the other one's nearly a doctor. They've done fantastically well. And we then got involved in an orphanage there. We now run our own baby unit. We've got Organic Surge has its own baby unit, and we've got 40 babies that we've rescued who've been looked after by a team of 20 people.
This is very Angelina Jolie of you, you know that, eh? And you did it way, way, way before her. This is 10 years ago.
Well, it's not mimicking anybody else. It's like a need that I can see that people say, why do you do it? And the answer is, because we can. Because organic surgery has been so successful worldwide. I mean, it started 4 years ago in one shop, and now it's in thousands of shops.
Yeah, that doesn't happen by accident, so well done. It's a really, really incredible story.
Thank you very much.
And just a quick question. We always do a final little fun at the end in our Fresh in the Kitchen in 5 minutes. I Googled Alan McKenzie just to find out more about you, and there's a leather handbag designer in Scotland, because obviously McKenzie is a Scottish name, being a McRae girl. And there's a pharmaceuticals man from the States, a journalist here in New Zealand, and a British actor. If you had to live again, and I know you've lived a full life and you're giving so much back to Africa, but if you had to live again, would you be the handbag designer, the journalist, the pharmaceuticals man, which I found interesting, or the actor?
The actor.
Because you look so good for 50 blimmin' seven. And a final fresh question. I don't know if you've watched Rove on TV in Australia and New Zealand. He's a guy on TV who asks people who they'd turn gay for.
Who they what?
Who they would turn gay for.
Right.
And so our final question, and it's all a bit fresh because we are fresh in the kitchen, and it's, they say it doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you eat in your own kitchen. Who would you leave home for?
Leave home for?
Angelina Jolie?
Yeah, she's pretty good.
And she's doing what you're doing, and you've already done it. Thank you so much. And just to let you know about Organic Surge, it's just been voted in the top five in the New Zealand Herald, your cleanser, which was a couple of months ago. And we need to find out more. Where do we go online?
Online, you can see all about the product on organicsurge.com. And they're available here at health food stores, pharmacies, and leading department stores.
And that's where you're going now, to one, a very nice leading department store after Smith & Coe's.
That's it, yeah. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you.
And you too, Alan.
Bye.